Blessed ones, you've been taken for a ride by the enemy, broadcasting false reports about the rapture. But not all channels have drunk from worldly sources. I've been with you for 11 years now, and the Lord in His providence told you from the beginning the sequence we would live through before He took us. In addition, we have the scriptures speaking of unprecedented earth changes. You are beholding them now as we speak. 7 interstellar comets racing through our solar system. And today, 6 earthquakes off the chart, 7.9. All over the world, these earthquakes are happening. And it is written that they would happen. That's how we know where we are in God's timeline. Unprecedented astronomical events, strange events, potentially catastrophic to this earth. The government is not sharing this with you. They're afraid to cause panic, so you don't know what's really going on. Now, the Lord did not leave you without recourse, but psyops pretending to be innocent, testimonials, have pulled the wool over your eyes. Jesus told you the rapture will happen on the heels of war. Now, many of your friends and family are jaded. And as a matter of fact, that was the intended reaction by swamping the media with all these calls about the rapture happening at such and such a time. It was deliberate to burn us all out and ridicule any mention of the rapture. And that is because they do not have a one-on-one relationship with Jesus. My dear ones, we can't be so easily influenced and duped and manipulated. And it's a life of prayer and knowing the Lord and the voice of the Lord and the Holy Spirit that is going to prevent this from happening to you again. You will not survive what is to come without a real, conversational, one-on-one relationship with the Lord. You will be fed disinformation by those in the fake news who have no real allegiance with our Constitution. Their only agenda is to destroy it through psyops and fake news. Dear ones, you must have your own relationship with Jesus if you are to conquer disinformation in your life. That will guide you right into the system to destroy you. And from the very get-go, I've been teaching you to listen for the Lord's voice, because you can't listen to other people. You've got to know from the Holy Spirit that you are hearing from God. This is why. Look what happened with the rapture hoax. Now, some people may say, well, where were you when all this was going on? I'll tell you where I was. I was in over my head with alligators, with the witches creating distracting situations and fighting to keep everything afloat here. And I'm sure they did it on purpose to give you pause to think that, wow, how come she hasn't said anything? Maybe she's waiting to see what will happen. But I admit I was curious, but what I was looking for was what the Lord told me to look for, the beginning of the war. And I was busy praying against it. All of us were praying against it. I can just see Christians saying, oh no, not that again, when they see the title of this message. But I'm telling you now, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by following what the Lord has given us. Why, you ask? Because I have taken the Lord's words very seriously, and purgatory to me is the last place I want to be. So I'm looking at my life very carefully. And while I do that, the Lord is asking me to help you look at yours. Because I'm trying to prepare you for the moment you will stand before God in the judgment, which will be a moment when you cannot amend your ways or make up for your failures. Yes, you may be saved, but only as going through the fire. 1 Corinthians 3:15 But if anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. The Apostle Paul uses this to encourage believers to build their spiritual lives carefully, as their efforts will be tested by a purifying fire. There's any vanity, vainglory, ulterior motive, to make money, any of those things will sink your ship and be burnt up in the purifying fire. Loss of works, in the context of 1 Corinthians, it refers to a believer whose spiritual work, actions, and teachings will be proven worthless in God's judgment and is burned away, leading to the loss of reward, even though the person themselves is saved. I thought this was a pretty neat little clip from AI, so I copied it. Things like, did you preach for popularity, for money, to be accepted, even though some things didn't feel right to you, but would go against the popular narrative? If this is to be found as your true motive, your works will be burned in the fire, and there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth on that day. I'm appealing to you to repent from dead works, things that you did for yourself from false motives. Repent from personal sin while you have a chance. Now is the time. Later will be too late. Make a list drawing from the seven deadly sins. Precious ones, you know when you've hurt the Lord. You have that sinking feeling in your heart that you let him down. Tuck in with the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to remind you of the times when he called you to do something and you passed him by. Fast and be alone with the Lord, counting on his mercy and the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to you about yourself. He prays that you will put in the effort to hear him and that you will believe it is him. Through this channel, worship, journaling, and believing it is him, then acting in obedience. So the idea is after you've worshiped, you ask him to speak to you, and then you listen for his words. Or you pour your heart out to him, and then listen for his words. That's how it all starts. And in this time frame with everything that's going on, he absolutely is passing out new graces for you to really hear him clearly. And if I get in a fix and I can't figure out, was that you, Lord, or something else, I break away from it for a while. And when I come back and read it, it's usually very clear to me whether it's him or it's not him. I also use the Bible promises to get a confirmation that it is him. So on this channel, he has led you very simply, journaling, worship, and believing it is him, then acting in obedience. I have a whole playlist on my site to give you the tools to discern. Or you can use my website search engine. But I know it's easier to follow a reliable prophet like Brandon. But the sad truth is, Jesus does not want you to get it from a third party. Not Brandon, not me. He himself wants to give you much more understanding than a generic prophet can post. You're a heart dweller, and you know how to rest in his heart. Beloved ones, you are his sheep, and his sheep know his voice. This comes with territory of being his, and my sheep know my voice. My beloved one, so very dear to my Lord's heart, he wants to speak with you. I'm here to teach you how to listen. You know the old adage, you can give a man a fish, or you can teach him how to fish. I've been feeding you fish after fish after fish. Now is the time to learn how to fish. And Jesus is the master fisherman, and he himself wants to teach you. Please don't disappoint him.